Welcome back to Community Connections, and we're going to change the pace a bit. Mr. Excited, he gets everybody excited and he gets us all jumping. But we're going to talk today, in fact, to a couple of groups, one between now and two and one between two and three, that we've never spoken to before. And I think they all deserve for us to find out a bit about what they are. And we're going to talk about Men's Table. Now, if you ask me what's Men's Table, I can't tell you anything about it. But the man who knows all about it is sitting in front of me, Bill. Welcome, Bill.
G'day, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Bill, hit the wrong button. Anyway, we're right now. Bill, how did Men's Table come into existence and what's its purpose?
No worries. Thanks, Alan, for the question. Basically, back in 2011, a gentleman was attending a business networking meetings, and he was having a couple of issues in his life, being, you know, marital problems and work issues. Yeah. And once he got to know these men, he asked them if they wanted to catch up outside those meetings for dinner to have that deep and meaningful conversation that, you know, you don't have at business meetings.
Yep.
And suddenly you'd be surprised how many men had the courage to put their hand up and go, yeah, I need that too.
True. Yep.
So then what they decided was that they were going to catch up, I can't remember the exact day, but say the second Tuesday of every month.
Yep.
That was in 2011, and that table's still going.
Is it?
Yeah. So that's now affectionately known as Men's Table Number One.
Was that in the Yarra Valley, or where did it start?
No, that was in Sydney.
Oh, yep, yep.
And, yeah, that group's still going.
Yep.
And they're enjoying each other's company. You know, they meet at the same restaurant every month. They're probably doing stuff outside that monthly catch-up.
Yep.
And they've formed a really strong friendship.
So when did it come to Victoria, and where did it come, and when did it come to the Yarra Valley?
Yes, so in 2019, Ben, together with David, turned it into an official non-for-profit called The Men's Table.
Yep.
It then came to Melbourne not long after that.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we were affected by COVID, where, you know, we can't
everybody
go out,
was.
Yes, and we can't go out for dinner and catch up with our friends, etc.
Yep.
You know, when the COVID slowed down a bit, we've grown pretty strongly in Victoria. We're now up to close to 50 tables in Victoria.
Yep.
Over 200 nationally. We're in every state and territory.
Yep.
But locally, I'm proud to announce that we have a table in Lilydale.
Yep.
Which is proudly sponsored by the Eastern Melbourne Primary Health Network.
Right.
And we have one in Pakenham. I believe we cover the Cadinia region.
Yep. Cadinia. Yep.
So that was proudly funded by the Southeast Melbourne Primary Health Network.
Right.
Those two tables are going really strong.
Yep.
Pakenham is affectionately known as Men's Table 163. And Lilydale is Men's Table 211.
Because it's the number of the order they were created, or how do they get the numbers?
Absolutely. It's how they're created. Like when we go and activate and build them,
yep.
We give them a couple of months to meet and settle down and get to know one another.
Yep.
And once they've had a couple of meetings, we number them. So 211 is a recent number.
Yeah.
And we're probably working on 40 or 50 across the country that haven't been numbered yet.
Fair thing. All right. So when you say the men table, do you just book one table at a restaurant, or how does it work? I guess that's what we want to know.
So what happens is we get funded to do a table in a particular region.
Yep.
We then go and find a restaurant that has a private room.
Yep.
You know, one of our fundamentals is safe and confidential. So imagine imagine being in the bistro with people around you. Right. Men won't open up.
They're not going to say anything.
Yep. No, absolutely not.
Yep.
So finding that venue is really important.
Yep.
Once we do it, we allow about 2 months to promote to try to get 16 men to what we call an entree.
Yeah.
So an entree is an information session.
Yeah.
That enables the man to come and learn about who we are and what we're trying to achieve.
Yep.
They get to meet the other men that they're going to actually hang out with.
Yep, yep.
From that, we hope that what they've heard is something that they're looking for. And from that, it's on the same day of the week of the month. So, for example, the first Tuesday, the second Wednesday, the first Monday of the month. So imagine if men were catching up and then at the end of the meeting, they're trying to organise when they're going to catch up next.
It's already done.
Each table's fixed with a date.
Yep.
So that way they put it in their calendar and they dedicate a bit of time for them to hang out with like-minded men to have a different conversation.
So do they... all right. How many people come to the table? Is it limited to those 16 or whatever it is, or how many is it limited to?
Yeah, so the information night, we try to get 16 because we realise that some men, they come and they go, oh, this wasn't what I was looking for.
Yep.
So the ideal number that we've worked out is about 10 to 12.
Yep.
Because that gives every man an opportunity to have their go, to have their opportunity to talk for their 6 and 7 minutes about what's going on in their life, how they're feeling, to get stuff off their chest and have that different conversation that they normally would have somewhere
else. And have a meal together.
Absolutely. The meal's really important.
Yep.
Because, you know, we all eat.
Yep.
We enjoy it. There's usually good banter and good conversation over a meal.
Yep.
You know, glass of red, a soft drink, glass of water, etc. We just feel that in that ambience, in a private room, men have got the ability to have a different conversation.
Do you find that some people turn up on the first night and they don't know the people, so they're very hesitant, and then maybe they come 3 or 4 times and then they start to get a bit of confidence and say, hey, this is my problem?
Absolutely. Each person, each man is different.
Yep.
Some do open up knowing that what's said in the room stays in the room. And that's one of our fundamentals.
Yep.
Some men could take 3 or 4 months to open up. But they just want to be in the room. Another fundamental is we can just listen to other men's stories. And when you're ready to pop and have your turn, it's totally up to you when that time is right. But yes, each table is so different in what's delivered.
All right, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yeah.
talking to Bill from Men's Table Group. We've never spoken to before. Hopefully we'll talk to them again sometime next year. Bill, do you have any idea why some of these people join us? Do some of them just want friendship? Do some of them just want guys to talk to? Or what's the reason behind people wanting to join, males to join?
Yep, so every man will have a different reason to wanting to join. 43% of our men are looking for friendship and connection. Approximately 17% are looking for a place to have a real conversation. Some men are really keen to be involved in other men's lives because they realise, you know, it's important to be part of that community.
Yep.
There's a, you know, 10% of men are struggling with bumps and scrapes, stuff that's going on in their lives.
Yep.
Could be health, relationships, work, and they just haven't got that way of communicating.
Yep.
And another 10%, something has really changed in their life. And again, they just don't have someone to talk to.
Yeah. And of course, pardon me. We've grown up in the past where men weren't supposed to have feelings or talk about it. Well, I can remember, you know, if it was a tradie or something, they'd say, "I just man up." You know, if you said, "Look, I'm struggling here," they'd say, "I just man up." You know, you're a man. What are you? So, but we've got past that at last.
That's what we're working towards.
Yep.
We're working towards that ability for men to be vulnerable, for men to open up, for men to share what's going on.
Yep.
Because like everyone else, when you've got the ability to open up and share what's going on, you actually feel better unloading that off your chest. But men, as you've alluded to, have been told not to.
Yep.
And we're trying to change that.
So I guess too, part of this, it's not all doom and gloom, is it? People must feel as though they want to share some good news too, mustn't they?
So another one of our fundamentals is sharing the highs and the lows.
Yep.
So we want men to come into their catch-ups or speak on their WhatsApp groups.
Yep.
And share, you know, good books you're reading, seen a good movie, been on a great holiday. Now, we've spoken about each table has got their little WhatsApp group, which, you know, allows them to excuse themselves if they can't make it that night. But once you get to know a man over a period of time, it is seriously amazing what they share and some of the pictures they share on holidays, etc. So that ability to share the highs and the lows is really important.
Oh, that sounds terrific. All right, so, pardon me, we'll take a break in a minute. I'll try and get rid of this cough. Bill, what's the age group that you generally find?
Yes, so we've got men as young as 19 who are at tables.
Yep.
And we've also got men in their 90s who are at tables. But 48% of our men, 58% of our men fall between the ages of 45 and 65.
Yep.
But they're obviously ranging from 18 right through to 90.
And I guess, without generalising, more of the middle age group, if a relationship's going to fall apart, it doesn't necessarily fall apart when they're 19, do they? It's probably in that more of that middle age group that you're talking about that those sorts of problems do come up.
Absolutely. Like, you know, you would hope that most 18 to 30-year-olds haven't gone through those scrapes and bumps.
Yep.
But it's fantastic to see that demographic joining because they've realised that this is important to them. But you're right, between 45 and 65 is when the scrapes and bumps occur.
Really happen, yeah.
And they may have lost their connections with, you know, their high school mates or their uni mates or et cetera. So the ability to realise, oh, I need that male connection, why not come to the men's table?
Because very often too that you stick with high school mates and that and then you get apart and then some of them move interstate or you move interstate and all of a sudden you've got nobody to talk to.
Absolutely, and that's basically the reason why, as showed those stats before, is the ability to identify that this is something missing in your life, and that you can. There's so many great organisations out there you can go to. And
I was just going to ask you that, Bill. I've got to take a break in a minute. I've got something popped up, but do you find that if a person comes along and once they start to open up, some of the other group might say to him, "Look, I think you need more, you know, counselling. Like, we can't give you all that you want." Do you find some of that happens as well?
Absolutely. We are a peer support group. We are not professionals.
Yep.
These men are accountants and, you know, all other occupations.
Yep.
So we provide the training to the men to say, if you are concerned about a gentleman who needs some further advice and further counselling, to push him towards seeing his GP to come up with a mental health plan.
Yep.
Or give me a call in the kitchen. That's headquarters, and I can have that conversation But the ability for a man to identify when another man is struggling is really important. Yeah. And that's another thing that we do teach him to do, because that's what we're there for.
And that's one thing that a guy is very bad at with himself, is diagnosing what's wrong with him, because, he, as I said before, he's been told man up, whereas it's probably easier for someone, if you're sitting next to them every month, talking to them and thinking, oh, mate, you know, I can't help you with some of these problems, but I know where you should go.
Well, one of the stats that we've got from our recent research yeah. is that men, once they learn to open up and share, more men now are going to doctors.
Are they?
And doing their health, and then doing their health check, because they've realised there's nothing wrong with doing this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you can identify an issue, a health issue earlier,
yep.
it's only going to improve. So our research shows that once men are able to be more vulnerable and open up and talk,
yep.
there is a ripple effect to other relationships in their lives. Women that we've surveyed have said, my partner is speaking better and more open because he's learning how to do it.
Fair enough. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more with Bill. Talking to, gee, that cut off quick. I'm talking to Bill from Men's Table. Bill, and I should say to the people, I'll get Bill to give you the contact details at about 5 to 2. So have, if we're talking about something that you think either your partner may be very interested in, or a man you're listening to us today, that certainly if you have a paper and pencil ready at about 5 to 2. But Bill, how would a person go about joining and how'd they find out more about your organisation? And we will give it in more detail at 5 to 2.
Yep. So if something, if the men's table is of interest to you, best to jump the, on the website.
Which is?
Menstable.org.
Yep.
Once you realise, oh, yeah, I'm really keen to learn more, we set up what is called an entree. So it's an information session.
So everything's based around talk. Like you say, the head office is called kitchen.
Yep.
This is the entree. So it's all based around food, isn't it?
Yep. Yep, exactly right. So the entree is the first commitment to come along and listen to what we're trying to do, right? There's no commitment after that.
Yep.
If you don't want to, you go, thanks for telling me what it's about, but it's not quite what I'm looking for.
Yep.
But if it is what you're looking for, what happens is we get those men to catch up on the same day of the week, same week of the month, so the second Tuesday, the first Monday, etc.
Yep.
We try to get 12 to 14 men. Obviously, we would love you to come to every single meeting, but we know there's other things in men's lives, like work issues, they're away on holidays, they may be ill, someone in the family may be ill.
Yep.
But it's just as important to advise the table, sorry, fellas, I can't make it tonight.
Yep.
If someone then decides to pull out, I then go and recruit more. So, or through social media, I'll go and keep continually trying to build the table to 12.
Yep. So it's not a case of having, say, 15 and hopefully 12 turn up each week. It's a case of once the table's set, unless somebody drops out, which you'll replace them, that's really set. So the people can have real confidence in what they're saying is going to stay within those 12 people, aren't they?
Absolutely, because if a man just comes in and out of a table, it doesn't build any trust or confidence.
Yep.
Each table in this area, Lilydale and Pakenham, there's a couple of spots still. So they're going at about 10 men per table.
Yep.
And their numbers are strong. You know, each month they've got 8 or 9 coming.
Yep.
With a man excusing himself, sorry, I've got something's come up.
And that happens in life.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, when these tables are full, we then go and, you know, create another one. So if we need to create another one in Lilydale, or we need to go and create one in Hillsville, Yarra Glen, etc., we then go and do it, subject
to
demand.
You wouldn't do that the same night, though, would you? Like, you wouldn't have it in two rooms at the one spot on that night.
The reality of it is really subjective to the venue. So when we find that venue with that private room, we speak to them and go, look, this is what we're trying to achieve.
Yep.
What night suits you? Because we can't have it on a not busy night or that room's full, being used on another night. So when we negotiate the entree, we work in partnership with the local venue.
All right. So one quick question I've got to ask you. Why did you get involved?
Yep.
And when?
So I've been at the men's table for 2 years. Yep. I've got a health and promotion background. So I used to work at the Alcohol and Drug Foundation around prevention around alcohol and other drugs.
Right.
I was there for 12 years. Thought I'd time for a change.
Yep.
And when I saw this role, it was something that I'm really passionate about. I'm passionate about community. I'm passionate about people connecting. In this instance, it's men.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm lucky that I've found two really great sporting clubs, cricket and footy.
Yep.
And over, you know, a long period of time, in particular with cricket, is that I've found my community of people, and I realised how important it is to have great people around you where you can have fun. But then if you need to have that deep and meaningful conversation, you know who you can reach out to.
Yep.
And people who know me and hear this role realise, oh, yeah, that's what what you're good at is connecting people.
And, pardon me, I didn't get rid of that cough. Women have always been a lot better than men, sassing out a couple of girlfriends or going out to lunch and then saying, oh, you know, the old... you know, the husband's this or I'm this. Women seem to have always been a lot better, or if they've got health issues, to say to someone, oh, look, this is what's happening, and the other one, and they support each other. Men have never been very good at that, have they?
They haven't.
No.
But we've got to change that.
Yep.
Women are our biggest advocates. Women see us on their social medias or they see it in the paper, hear it on the radio today. And the amount of men that when you do them at information nights and at the entree, a few of you would have been pushed to do this tonight. is not uncommon. And as soon as I say that, you'll see men smile or, yes, that's me, etc. Because I know of men who have registered, walked past the room and not come in. They just found it too intimidating. They're not ready. There's been men who have said to me, I saw this a year ago, and now's the time for me to try this.
Yep. Yep.
So you're 100% correct, but what we're trying to do is break that model and that thinking.
It's always been a bit of a shock to people, but that's always seems to have been the way with God. Well, and that's and I've got to say that's probably part of the way I was brought up, that you just get on with life. You're a man, and once you become a man, you're expected to do that. You expect to if your partner or wife's got problems, you're expected to listen to that. But you were never encouraged to go and try and find help anywhere, unless you were sick, or you had mental health issues. But other than that, people were never. And the other thing too, and which I still can't believe that it's taken so long. But anybody with mental health issues were frightened to come forward, weren't they? They weren't game enough to say to another man, I'm really struggling here.
Yep, and that's just the way it has been.
Yep.
That's not to say we need to continue the way that is.
Yep.
We know that once men open up, you know, think about the times that when anyone out there who has opened up and spoken like this, it just makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Right? And the ability to say it is okay to be vulnerable, open up with issues, cry. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. So we're breaking that down. I personally think the younger generation are learning this.
Are they?
Yeah. I honestly think they are. But it's just going to take time to break down that typical, stereotypical male behavior.
Well, if you're talking about someone that's 50 years of age and they've always been brought up, toughen up. I mean, I was interviewing someone earlier in the year and they've started an organisation with tradies with mental health, and when he himself had troubles, the people around him just said, mate, you're a tradie, get on with it, you know, because you're supposed to be big and, you know, carry all the problems. But, I mean, that's not true. People suffer.
Yeah, and they suffer because they're not talking.
Yep.
Whether they're not talking to a mate, a professional.
Yep.
It's not fair. So the ability to say to men, come along to the men's table, go to the men's shed, go to other organisations, come along to that function you've got on Sunday, and talk and open up. It takes time to find that group of people that you can do that to, but until you give it a go.
And let's be honest, you don't want to open up and then find that you haven't got the confidence, and then someone goes and breaks the confidence either. You need to, you know, I can see that it takes people a while before they want to open up. But, I mean, that's, you know, you've got to get confidence, don't you?
Yeah, so one of our fundamentals is safe and confidential.
Yep.
So one of the things we say at our information session is what is said tonight stays in the room.
Yep.
Because the last thing you need to do is show the men that you're meeting up with that, well, I said something last month and I've now know it's out in community. This is not what it's about.
Yep.
Right? We don't want to be embarrassed.
No.
Right? So the ability to open up knowing that the 11 or 12 men in the room are listening to you, not trying to fix you, is really important. Once that's broken, I'm rebuilding the table.
Yep. I can understand that. I've got to take another quick break. Something's popped up and we'll be back to Bill. Don't forget about 5 to 2. Have a bit of paper and pencil and Bill will give you all the contact details.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Bill at Men's Table. Bill, I don't want to... I only want to generalise because I don't want to hone in on anything too bad. Is there a particular profession that these men come from, or do you find them, say, from tradies up to legal sort of thing? Is it a cross section, or where do you find that a lot of these people come from?
We don't actually ask them.
Don't you?
No, yep. Because one of our fundamentals is that we don't talk business, politics, or religion.
Yeah.
Unless it's what's affecting you. So, you know, work's affecting me. Doesn't yep. mean you go into the nitty-gritty of what you do.
Yep.
So we don't actually survey them, but I think they're, you know, together with the ages,
yep.
I think the occupations of these men are far and wide. Yeah. Yep.
And all right, so obviously, without being silly, there has to be a few rules because otherwise it's going to go all over the place. So what sort of fundamentals, what sort of basis is it formed on and run on?
Yep. So basically, not from our recent survey, 90% of men say that the fundamentals help guide how to be a healthy table. The fundamentals are go beyond banter, which basically means that you have that conversation beyond...
Don't just... light-hearted stuff yep. at times, let it go down yeah. further. Yep.
Start light-hearted when you first arrive and, yep. you know, all that stuff, but then have that opportunity to go deeper.
Yep.
You know, share from the heart, no fixing, etc.
Well, which is, we need to explain to listeners, no fixing means don't tell the person how to fix what their problem is. Just discuss the problem with
yeah.
them.
Yeah, so let yep. them have their opportunity to talk about what's going on in their life.
Yep.
Of course... You know, if they ask, oh, if anyone got any advice, absolutely.
Yeah, yep.
But, you know, visualise those times when, you know, you just want to talk about your problem.
Yep.
And then the last thing you need to do is hear 10 people give their opinions.
And they'll all be different.
They'll be all different and you probably end up more confused than from when you started.
Yep.
So no fixing is, you know, it's pretty important. Share from the heart, the highs and the lows.
Yep.
The safe and confidential was spoken about before... previously.
Well, that's really mandatory, isn't it?
Vital, because without that, you know, you'll just go back to footy and, you know, yeah. cars and stuff like that, which is still important. Mm. It's really important to be committed. If you're going to commit to it, once a month on the same time that you know when it's on, knowing that when it's on is really important to say, yes, I'm coming, or when you're not coming, to let the group know.
Even though it's important to come, well, pardon me, everybody has holidays and things like that, so that's acceptable.
Yeah.
But commit to it properly.
Yeah, and the commitment is coming, but the commitment is also advising when you're not coming. So when they meet at 6:30, they'll go, okay, there's usually 12 of us, you know, Harry and Bob have said they're not coming, all of us are here, let's go.
Yep.
But then when men don't communicate, we just don't know where Harry might be, yeah. then when we're concerned for him, has he pulled out of the table, all those things. So commitment is really important. Yeah. Knowing who's at your table is really important. So that goes hand in hand with commitment. Mm. And what we also want is that we don't want to appoint a general manager, a minute taker. There's no minutes anyway, but, you know, yeah. we don't want roles. We want everyone to contribute.
That was going to be my next question that I've written down. Leaders, do you have I'll have to take a quick break. Bill, we'll be back with more.
We've been shearing sheep, we've been mustering stock, we've been culling out roofs, we've been spraying the crops, we've been drumming cattle. An old stock room. Now it's Saturday night. We pile in the ute. We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town. Well, the dog's in the back and the foot goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. We're the boys from the bush coming from the scrub. Heat. We've been loading the trucks, fixing fences, we've been choking on dust. We curse the rain, we curse the drought. Now it's Saturday night, we're back in town. We get high when the sun goes down. We're live members of the Outback Club. Where the boys from the bush come in from the scrub.
Everyone, but I don't know what was wrong. I just couldn't get rid of that silly cough. But anyway, Bill, I'd ask you the question about, is there a appointed leader on, every week on the one table where the same person leads the whole thing, or does it just a case of it really flows from what the members want to talk about?
So basically we want everyone to lead and everyone to contribute.
Right.
But what we encourage the table is to have a set of co-hosts. So on one particular night, there might be a bloke, a man, who is the co-host, yep. And he just makes sure the night runs smoothly.
You know, he doesn't pick the subject that they have to talk about.
Some tables do.
Yep.
As they get older, they say, oh, let's have a specific topic.
Yep.
But generally, they rock up, 6:30, they order a meal. Oh, sorry, they grab a drink, walk into the private room.
Yep.
At some stage, the co-host or anyone says, hey, fellas, we should go and order.
Yep.
Off they go. And then the co-host just makes sure the night runs smoothly to ensure that everyone has a go to check in, right?
Yep.
The next month, I'm hoping that the table says, okay, who's checking in? Who's going to be the co-host for this month?
Yep.
We don't want any captains or team managers or leaders. We want everyone leading, but we know that sometimes some men can do it, some men can't do it.
Yep.
But that's where the man who can't do it just puts his should be having the confidence to say, hey, fellas, I'm not ready to co-host yet.
Yep.
And hopefully some other man says, it's all right, I'll do it for you. So it's a man or the group just to make sure the night runs smoothly, because generally it goes from 6:30 to 9.
I was just going to ask you that. How long is it? About 2.5 hours.
Yeah, generally 2.5 hours.
Yep.
And it's one of our fundamentals is be conscious of time. So when you are checking in...
Mm.
Be conscious of the room. You know, oh, we've got a full house here tonight. My check-in can't be as long. Because there's nothing worse than coming a 8:45 and there's still four blokes to check in.
Yep.
Because someone's spent 30 minutes checking in.
Yep.
Now, subject to the how big the check-in is, sometimes, yep. You know, that check-in might need a little bit more time.
Yep.
But it's one of our fundamentals is be conscious of time, because every man has the right to check in, because that's what they're there to do.
You find some nights that once you get onto a particular subject that everybody is either experienced or wants to be part of it, so therefore you don't get a lot of subjects covered. You might only cover two or three subjects in that time.
Absolutely. So, yeah, absolutely. The first check-in may instigate the next check-in, and it could be similar.
Yep.
But each man will have something different to talk about.
So... I've just got to stop you for a minute, because we don't know what check-in means. What do you mean by check-in?
So the check-in is the ability for a man to express how he's feeling, whether it's high or low.
Yep.
But the check-in is my time as a man at the table.
Yep.
To talk about me.
Talk about your concerns.
Yeah.
And they're not always concerned. All right, Bill, we're starting to run out of time. I hope everyone's got a paper and pencil. How are people going to contact you and find out more?
Thanks, Alan. The best thing you can do is jump onto the website, www.themenstable.org.
Has it got the in it or just
yes.
The men's
table? Yep. If you did a Google search for men's table, it should be the first thing that pops up.
Yep.
On that front page, it's the if you're interested, put your details in that. And what happens is it comes to me.
Yep.
And then I'll have a look at, you know, where you're from. And obviously you're going to be from the Yarra Valley. Yep. And then we'll give you a call to have a quick conversation and welcome you to the men's table.
Yep.
And then we'll go through the process to what next. We do the information sessions over in two ways, either face-to-face or on Zoom. But what we will do is provide all the information you need to either join a table or help form a new one.
All right, so it could be, for instance, oh, I don't want to single out areas, but we'll say Lilydale because that's the closest. So it may be that that one's full, but if you get enough interest, then you'll start to, you'll work on getting a second one.
Absolutely. So there's still a couple of spots at Lilydale. They've got a group of 10.
Yep.
And I'm open to more men.
Yep.
But if I need to build a second table in Lilydale, absolutely. It's our aim is to have as many tables as we need.
Yep.
I'd love to have one in Hillsville. You know, I'd love to have one anywhere in the Yarra Valley or in Cadinia.
Yep.
Even Murrindindi.
Yep.
You go as far as there, don't you?
If you get over the hills at times you get. Yep.
So, you know, we'll come anywhere we can, one, find a venue, and two, where there's demand.
Yep. Now, and obviously not, you've broached the subject a couple of times. When you go to these venues, you only go to where there's a closed room, isn't it? So that people aren't walking past listening to what these men are saying.
Absolutely. You can't do what we're trying to do without that first step, and that's finding a venue who's supporting us.
Yep.
And thank you to the two venues that are supporting us in Lilydale and Pakenham.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. So Hillsville, if there's anyone in any venue out there that thinks that we're a good fit for the community, let us know and we'll start building one in Hillsville.
I know one of the Rotary clubs there's a couple of people there own businesses, I think, that could probably accommodate your group. So I hope you're listening, and I know they do from time to time. Get onto the website and talk to Bill and his crew, and, you know, it could be very beneficial for everyone too.
Absolutely.
So it's based, like, none of these tables don't have a meal, do they? It's all based around the meal because that's when you do your most talking.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yep.
Now, having a meal and having a drink, you know, think about the times that you're catching up with the friends.
Yep.
It's no different, but the ability to be in a safe and confidential space and open up a little bit more is what we're looking to do.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a great idea because, as I say, a lot of us were brought up not to share their feelings. Bill, unfortunately, I've got to go. So the 3 W's, themenstable.org is the contact details. I wish you well. We'll try and talk again next year and see how it's going.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Anyone around Hillsville that's got a facility, give Bill a ring.